I want to personally thank all of you for coming on with me this evening. Apologize, a lot of you I've never met. I'm sure a lot of you have never heard of me or probably even are aware of me. Mary Jo and I today are one of the 12 Presidential Master Coordinators in Shackley. We've been in Shackley 36 years. It's been a tremendous voyage for us, a tremendous opportunity for us to develop and build something, and we have really, really thoroughly enjoyed the last number of years of our career in Shackley. Tonight, as we start through this, I want all of you to know I have been doing a conference call every Tuesday night for my organization for the last 10 years. I really feel the importance of staying connected to an organization. I think it's important to continue to train and educate people and continue to stay communicating with people. I advise all of you to think about that as you build your business. It's a very important part of everything we do in this business, is understanding the relationship of the leadership and the developing an organization. And I really want all of you to try to comprehend with me tonight what I'm going to go through with you. Mary Jo and I started in Shackley a number of years ago. I was in cancer research. I was a supervisor in a laboratory. My wife was an RN. And both of us, when we entered Shackley, had never done anything like this in our whole life. We had never really toyed with the idea of doing anything like this. But the situation presented itself, and I embraced it, and kind of after a few years decided that this is where I was going to spend the rest of my life. We have been devoted to Shackley for a number of years. We have worked very hard at building this. And for all of you, to give you some encouragement, when we started in the business, we started with $3. If you can imagine, back in the early 70s, and when we got started in the business, of course, we didn't know anything. We didn't understand the business. We didn't understand how to do the business. But we persisted at it, and we've now earned over $17 million since we started our Shackley business. Now, that tells you an awful lot about the tremendous business that we're all involved in. And it's been a tremendous future. And I've done some college days with kids graduating out of college and out of high school, and I've stood up and I told them, you know, guys, one of the things you need to think about tonight or today is you need to think about changing your thinking about how and what you do with the rest of your life. Because most of you will go out and find a job and get involved in something you don't really care for. You'll spend a lot of years with a company that obviously will take you nowhere. And you'll probably end up at the end of the rainbow struggling to try to figure out how you're going to retire. And so these are some of the points that you know, I try to share with people. But Mary Jo and I have been through a lot of years of growing in Shackley, learning about Shackley, and really analyzing the business. And what I want you all to understand this evening is this has been the development of a tremendous company. I mean, a company that all of you can really be proud of, a company with a 50-year heritage, a company that has walked their talk, stayed dedicated to their philosophy, continued to march through the whole resume of things that a company faces in its growing and developing years. Now, I want all of you to think about this tonight, because our Shackley history and our Shackley past really reflects a little bit about what this company really has stood for and stands for today, and why all of you, when you really analyze it and you really take a look at it, there's probably not a better place to spend your entire life with what really this company is dedicated and what it does. I've always been fascinated with the history of our company. And I've always been fascinated with everything that makes this company unique and great, and why a company like ours could last 50 years through a lot of interesting times and come out on the other side stronger, more focused, and more have the ability to carry our message forward than probably any company today in America. As all of you know, Dr. Shapley got started in this business around 1915 when he discovered vitamins. I don't think probably all of you realize this or not, but when he discovered vitamins, he didn't even know what he discovered. But he knew there was something really valuable there, something really, really essential to human health. He spent the next 25, 30 years working on creating a process that he could extract these substances from nature and keep them alive. Now, Dr. Shapley was an interesting man. And in my early years in Shapley, we got an opportunity to spend quite a little bit of time with him and really get a feel for what the man had wanted to create and his belief in nature and his belief in really the concept that really went into making our company great. But when Dr. Shapley began to work on the process of being able to understand that extraction of things from nature and keeping them alive was a very important part of the future of what he really believed was the development of a very unusual product. In 1956, our company got started. It got started with basically one product, and it was the basic of 30-some food sources concentrated down to the essence. And it was an interesting product. It was a product that contained a lot of heritage. It contained a lot of Dr. Shapley's years of work. And it contained something that probably maybe nobody has really appreciated over the years, was the maintenance of the live essence of the food that Dr. Shapley believed that carried the foundation of that product. Now, we grew as a small nutrition company till 1975. And in 1975, we came on the New York Stock Exchange as a very prestigious company. And I'll never forget that day when Shapley came on the exchange. We all went down and aggressively bought the company's stock, and we were so excited that we were on the exchange and we were now going to be recognized as a company with heritage and a company that absolutely carried something with it that nobody else in the world had ever done. And we were proud of our company. We were proud of where we've gotten to. In 1980, we hit the Fortune 500. It took us about 5 years to hit the Fortune 500, and in that year, we became a world manufacturing company. We developed a manufacturing facility at Norman, Oklahoma, that was state-of-the-art. In fact, I'll never forget the day we flew down there and went through the facility. We were so proud of that facility and carrying our philosophy and our heritage into that creation and become a world manufacturer of our own products and our own destiny. It was a very, very exciting time. But in 1989 was a transition year for our company. In 1989, we were purchased by a major Japanese pharmaceutical company named Yamanouchi Pharmaceutical of Japan. This was a real transitional change that really did affect the future of our company. And in 1989, when Yamanouchi entered the United States looking for a company that they could buy, a manufacturing facility that they could purchase, but Yamanouchi was a very prestigious company. They're the second largest pharmaceutical house in Japan. Yamanouchi brought to Shapley a lot of new dreams, a lot of new vision, a lot of realization. In finding Shapley, Yamanouchi had spent many, many, many months searching through all the healthcare companies in the United States to find one that was very credible and could carry the name of Yamanouchi with them, and they felt that they would buy a prestigious company in America. Yamanouchi found us. They paid $1 billion for us, took us off the New York Stock Exchange, and we became a full subsidiary division of Yamanouchi Pharmaceutical. But people, this was a huge transition in our company, huge. And you can't really understand how huge it was because Yamanouchi had a new dream for the healthcare industry. Now, I want to go back and I want to bring you into something that really is important at this point. In 1968, the United States government came out and said there was no difference between a synthetic vitamin and a natural vitamin. They were all the same. It didn't make any difference which one they were. Now, that changed the healthcare industry forever. The healthcare industry from that point on would never be the same, because every company that came in after 1968 could put synthetic substances in their products and call them all natural. Now, people, this was huge. We were the only company that stayed on the course. We were the only company that did not change our heritage. We were one of the only companies that believed what we were doing was right. But in 68, all the companies that came after that were able to create products around synthetic bases, never disclose that, call them all natural. When Yamanuchi came to the table to look for a healthcare company, this was one thing that Mr. Morioko at the time told us. We were so impressed with Shackley's philosophy to their heritage and their commitment to the way they did business. So when Yamanuchi bought us in 1989 for $1 billion, they saw something in us that they did not see in any other company. Now, this says a lot for our company by 1989. When Yamanuchi purchased us, took us over, they moved us into a new era, which was called diagnostic preventive healthcare. Yamanuchi's dream at that time was to begin to create products in a new era of diagnostically being able to develop a product that would prevent disease and could be patented. Now, people, this was a huge transition, huge. Because here we are in an industry that has been basically built around vitamins and minerals, vitamin C and vitamin E and all the basic stuff about nutrition. But here now is a huge change that has now entered the system. An industry is making a transitional change to another area that nobody ever believed would be possible, and that is spend the millions of dollars on research and development to create products that would actually prevent a disease and could be patented. Well, after that, Yamanuchi started down the road with us. They brought us incredible technology, technology that I don't even think has ever come to the table yet. They did some phenomenal things for the Shackley Corporation. They made us a very prestigious company with a lot of clinical research, a lot of clinical development. And I'll never forget the day we was at a convention in San Francisco, and the research scientists from Stanford University came and introduced our fiber plan. And they talked about how they had developed this fiber plan. It was nothing like it in the world, how they had developed the technology. And Dr. Haskell, who was a chief cardiologist at the University of Stanford at that time, told us what an incredible product that had been developed with Yamanuchi's clinicals and research. And this was only made possible because Yamanuchi's commitment to our industry and what they were able to do. Yamanuchi was a great company, great company. But Yamanuchi struggled with our marketing, our independent marketing system. And Yamanuchi never could really figure out how to run our independent and free enterprise marketing system. Everybody they hired seemed to struggle with running our company. We drifted along for a lot of years with very basic, very poor leadership, very poor direction, but we had Yamanuchi's powerhouse behind him in the creation and developing of new product technology. But then along came another man named Roger Barnett in Ripplewood Holdings. Roger Barnett and that family are a very prestigious family. I've grown to admire this family. I've grown to admire what they stand for. I've grown to admire what they believe. And they were looking for the same thing Yamanuchi was, and that was getting into a healthcare company and also looking at expanding something worldwide. Worldwide development called Internet Distribution Systems. Now, none of you can imagine what this is going to look like in the years to come. None of you can even imagine what worldwide Internet distribution is going to begin to look like as we expand worldwide. I don't think anybody can really comprehend the future of our industry and where this thing is really, really going. And I want you to understand tonight, this is something that all of you need to really understand. that we are today the most prestigious healthcare company in the world. Roger Barnett spent 30-some million dollars to look at all the healthcare companies in the United States, boiled it down to a top 10, and found our company. Now, isn't it interesting that two major companies in the world found us and realized the value of what this company stood for and the value of what we represented? And Roger Barnett believed that this was the best company, the best value out there, and a company that had really never had the opportunity to go out and tell the world our story. And so after that particular time, Roger Barnett went on to buy Yamanuchi from Yamanuchi, and we took over as CEO and chairman of the board and the leader of our Shapley Corporation. Now, I want you all to understand tonight, we had gone a lot of years with very little corporate leadership. We went a lot of years with a lot of people that did not understand Shackley. But I want you to understand something. We survived 50 years because we've come to the table with something nobody in the world has got, which is a heritage and a belief in the foundation and the principles of everything that stood for the Shackley Corporation. Well, when Roger took us over, it was like a breath of air, because this was the first time that any of us had ever experienced really true leadership, really true visionary leadership that could lead our company some great place. Under Roger Barnett's leadership, in just 4 years, we've seen our company make a complete turnaround. We've seen our company absolutely come alive. We've seen our company absolutely respond to the leadership and direction that this man has brought to the company. And all of us today value our future now in the company because we really believe we have a man that can take us somewhere and lead this thing into where we really should have been years ago, and that has become the dominant healthcare force in the world. We have set the dedication for we will continue to develop products that can be patented and absolutely will prevent disease. And some of you in this last few months have experienced a product called Vivix that is probably one of the greatest breakthrough products ever developed in the field of nutrition. But that's not where it's going to end. That's not where this thing is going to stop. We're opening the doors to some great stuff, people. Stuff in the next 5 or 10 years none of you can imagine. I'm going to tell you, over my years in Shackley, we've made journeys that I never could believe we would make. We've accomplished things that I never thought could be accomplished. We've come to some place that I never thought could be anywhere where we could be like this anywhere on earth. But now today, as we look at our company under Roger's leadership, we see what the last 4 years have done. He's brought some product technology into focus now that probably is years ahead of anything else ever created in the world. And we know that our landmark study, that this work that was done at Berkeley School of Medicine, is probably some of the finest technology that's ever been brought forth in the field of nutrition. We've known our Vivix today as one of the greatest breakthroughs ever developed in anti-aging anywhere in the world. We understand today that we've got our product called Nutriferon, a product that'll develop an immune system far greater than any of us could ever believe. But we now realize this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Under Roger's leadership, we've now started to expand worldwide, and we've opened up Taiwan, and we've opened up China. But his dream is opening up 51 foreign countries all over the world to take our message, take our products, take our leadership, and take our vision. Now, all of you tonight, need to understand, to be successful, you've got to have a vision. You've got to be able to think into the future. You've got to be able to visualize the future. Everything I'm telling you tonight was a vision of somebody. Somebody had the vision to take us this far. Somebody had the vision to create what we've got tonight. And all of you tonight who are sitting on this phone looking at a country who's in absolute disarray of all the mess that's been created by a lot of misfit people who have obviously run the country wrong and abused corporations and thrown away our money, And we say today, you know, we've got a company here that has withstood everything. Now, the next 50 years says to us, we've yet to take our message worldwide. We've yet to go out into the world. Now, I want all of you to know tonight, out of your home, you're going to be able to develop a worldwide internet distribution business. Something so vast and so exciting that none of you can even imagine it. Most of you probably can't even imagine having and making $100,000 a year in Shackley. But you got to understand tonight, you just got to understand that it's here for you. What you need to do is understand how to do and develop this business. You need to learn some of the fundamentals of developing and creating an organization. You need to realize that all of us today who have gone before you and done this business have developed and understand skills that are very valuable to all of you. And that's what the Presidential Masters and the Master Coordinators in Shackley really do, is reach down and try to help all of you to come up the road and develop the same thing that all of us have got, which is a lifestyle that is so unbelievable. But you're going to have to understand tonight, you're going to have to make some changes. You're going to have to realize some things that you're going to have to do to take advantage of everything that's happening. And I train and develop a lot of people every year. I mean, that's all I do today. And a lot of people come to the table with a lot of baggage. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in their future. They've never worked on how to move themselves forward. They don't understand visualization. They don't understand how to create things. And so I have to spend time and work with them on these fundamentals. So I want you to know tonight, every single one of you that's on the call tonight have the opportunity laying in front of you to create a future far beyond your wildest dreams. Because I'm going to tell you tonight, the world is headed towards worldwide internet distribution. You can't even imagine what this is going to look like in the next 5-10 years. You can't even imagine. The world is headed towards diagnostic preventive health care, and that is creating products that can be patented. And those products that obviously can be patented can create market share, just like the pharmaceutical companies did. So tonight, this is an opportunity for all of you to think about something. An opportunity is something different than a job. An opportunity allows you to go forward and create something that grows in value. And you get paid on that residual the rest of your life. A job is you go to work every day and get immediate gratification and come home tonight in worse shape than you went to work in the morning. You've got to understand, a job does not offer anything for you, especially in the years that's coming forward. So I just want you all to understand tonight what a phenomenal thing lies in front of all of you tonight. And it's just a matter of you becoming a participant and understanding how to take advantage of all this. Mary Jo and I making $17 million over the last number of years has been an incredible, phenomenal thing. But remember, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have worldwide internet distribution. We didn't have 51 foreign countries to work in. We didn't have diagnostic preventive health care, creating products that absolutely were going to create things, changes in human beings' lives. All of this lies in front of every one of you. So I'm going to tell you tonight, there's no reason why every single one of you in the call tonight and down the road someday can't say, I've now made $5 or $6 million in Shackley since I signed up and bought my Gold Ambassador program. And here's what we have today, and I'm so excited to share this with my kids and my kids' kids, because I'll be taken care of till the day I die, and then my kids will be taken care of, because that's the promise Rogers made for all of us, that this will go on to your kids. I want to thank all of you for spending this evening with me. I just appreciate all of you so much taking this time. I wished I could meet every one of you, but hopefully one day I will. So good night from Mary Jo and I, and have a great year. Good night, everybody.